The Trip Diaries 3, The Pilbara Hilton. Chapter 3, Reception. It's 3 in the afternoon. We've only been here for an hour, but already the heat and flies are unbearable. Our food supply consists of half a dozen tins of baked beans, 2 packets of teddy bear biscuits, some Weet-Bix, a loaf of stale bread, a packet of rice, 3 carrots and a bag of licorice all sorts.
Don't know what the rest of yous are going to eat.
Dad ventures a joke as he shoves it all in a box under the car in the shade. So what are we going to do now? It's Julia, slumped in the back of the Commodore, fanning her face with a Monkey Maya pamphlet. We can't just stay here and sizzle to death. Dad reaches into the front of the car and starts rummaging around in the console.
First thing we need to do is to look for firewood,
he says, emerging from the car with a tube of sunscreen.
Before it gets dark,
he says, rubbing it into his face. I'm not asking you, Julia scowls. I'm asking Mum. All right, Julia, enough, Mum warns. This is not your father's fault. Really? Julia oozes. Whose fault is it? Mine? You're right, Mum. What was I thinking? Taking my family into the middle of a desert. Oh, I must have been off my head. Enough, Mum enforces. It's no one's fault that the car broke down. But Julia won't let go. She's really angry and probably a bit scared. No, but it is his fault that we're here in the first place. She leaps out of the car and marches up to Mum, daring her to disagree. Isn't it? Mum hesitates, trying to craft the perfect diplomatic answer, but there is none. Julia's right. It is Dad's fault. She turns to him, his face all white with 30 plus. He looks deranged. This is what you wanted, isn't it? A big adventure in the outback, she says coldly. You must be rapt